listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. Gladstone police are warning residents that a bitumen scam is in the area. Often called the bitumen bandits, they offer a good deal for the work, but once a deposit is made, they often won't come back to start the job. Police say they are currently advertising for truck drivers, with the vehicles used being identified as unregistered. There's warnings they may have travelled to Rocky, so residents remain aware. If you think you've been scammed, you can contact police. We don't lock people up for consuming alcohol, so why do we lock up drug users? It's a question the founder of Family Drug Support is asking after the latest wastewater monitoring programme found a spike in illegal drug use across Queensland, particularly cocaine. Tony Trimmingham says the results show people continually taking drugs and we need to consider a different approach.
Why do we criminalise drug use and why do we take a hard line there? I think we need to bring in more policies that focus on harm reduction and keeping people safe and alive.
It's suburban spots where the majority of electric vehicle sales came from last year. The new data from the EV Council shows those in outer metro accounted for 43% of purchases, while it's just 17% in regional and rural locations. University of Southern Queensland marketing expert Park Taishan says we can work on growing that figure.
Apart from price and location, other factor that stop people from buying EV car is their understanding of how to use EV car. Some people ask, they do not know how to open, say, Tesla Docker, or they just feel like they don't want to learn something new. This is very common.
Queensland Electric Superhighway is progressing. Phase 1 and 2 connected Port Douglas with Coolangatta. Phase 3 is underway, which will link the likes of Mount Isa, Charter Towers, Emerald and Roma. And Rocky locals can get a sneak peek today of some of the cars that will be racing at Rocky Nats this Easter. Show quality cars and bikes will be on display from 6 p.m. tonight in Stockland Car Park.